Well, hello, everybody. Eric Bischoff here, coming to you from, as they say, down under in Ballarat, Victoria, Australia. Kind of cool. Although I have to admit, the jet lag took a bigger toll on me than I thought it would. You know, I've done this trip probably four or five times, and for whatever reason, I either don't remember the impact of jet lag, or maybe it's just affected me as I get older. Either way, finally, I kicked out. I was going to try to do this comeback last night, but I just didn't have the energy. And quite honestly, wasn't aware enough of everything that went on Dynamite to really do an adequate job. But since then, I've been able to, thanks to social media, kind of drop in and get a pretty good idea, at least, of what went on in Dynamite. Now, I don't know how you all are feeling, but holy smokes. And typically I get on here and I'll rant and I'll rave, and let's see if I can hit the chats here so I can see who's... I'm actually doing this from my phone. No, there we go. Okay. So yeah, I'm actually doing this from my phone. I can't see myself right now. I can see the questions, however, so I guess that's cool. There we go. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. This is all new. Uh-oh. That ain't working. Holy smokes, what did I do? Sorry, Super Dave. I'm screwing this. Dave, do you still have me?
Can you hear me? I still got you. We still can see you crystal clear.
All right. So I guess I can see these questions. Although, oh, there we go. There we go. I'm not getting the questions in the chat for whatever reason. So bear with me. I'm going to try to figure this out one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you call working on the fly. And let's see here. I've got comments. All right. I can see the comments, but I can't see myself. No worries. I'm the only one here. Otovio Diniz, thank you, man. Thank you for being here. Like I said, I'm struggling through this. I'm still not 100%, but let's talk about Dynamite. Let's talk about the footage. What the fuck? I mean, seriously. And I'll get on here and I'll rant and I'll rave, like I was saying a moment ago, and try to point out, from at least from my perspective, perhaps a different approach for Dynamite to take, perhaps a different approach for Tony Khan to take, but I'm at a loss. I don't think there's any hope. I honestly don't think there's any hope for AEW as long as Tony Khan is in charge. And Tony has a very, I guess, best as I can tell, a perspective that's just indie-rific as hell. And it's great if you're into the indie scene and that's your passion and that's your love. But if you're on television in the United States and your goal is to grow your audience, if your goal is to secure your position with your broadcast partner or your cable partner in this sense, then your goal has to also be to grow. Because if you're not growing, you are indeed dying. It's just a matter of when. And Tony has been trying this indie-rific Dave Meltzer dirt sheet universe, cater to the internet wrestling strategy, whatever the hell you want to call it, for so long now that you would think eventually he would wake up one morning and go, you know what? This isn't working. It's not working. It hasn't worked. It's not going to work. It's not ever going to work. So what are your options, Tony? Continue to do the things you're doing, which in this case has just been horrible. I mean, let's think about it. When's the next pay-per-view? I don't even know anybody. Hey, McMack, how are you, man? When is the next pay-per-view, Super Dave? Do you know?
April. It's this month. It's Dynasty. I want to say it's April. I don't think it's this weekend, but it's later this month. I believe maybe the 29th, maybe. I'll look.
Right now the Young Bucks, obviously there's been a lot of pressure, not pressure, there's been a lot of not thought, because, well, clearly that's not working, or at least not obvious. There's an attempt, let's just say there's been an attempt to turn the Young Bucks heels, which is whatever, not going to try to editorialize too much. Even if you were to somehow convince yourself that the creative strategy behind turning the Bucks heel is working, what the fuck were you thinking when you did this? And you have them showcase the footage from backstage, which, by the way, didn't do anything to take anything away from CM Punk. In fact, you made him a freaking hero. See, I just ran into two guys. I'm not going to mention their names because they're big fans of this show. They're big fans of 83 Weeks, and they're extremely high profile. Everybody would know who they were, and I'm not playing games here. I just don't want them to have half the heat that I do for this. But they both saw me coming down the street because I'm wearing my 83 Weeks. Yep, my 83 Weeks sweatshirt. And say, "Oh, Eric, how you doing? How you doing? When are you going to record Wise Choices? When are you going to hear you respond to Dynamite?" And it's like, oh my gosh, I'll do it. And I got back to, this was several hours ago. I got back to the room because I'm a day or half a day or whatever it is ahead of y'all. Man, I'm losing my shit. And got back to my room, reached out to Super David, said, "Let's go ahead and do it." But we were talking about this footage, and we almost all simultaneously said, what do we think is going to happen when the Young Bucks show up at the next pay-per-view? Dynasty, as Super Dave pointed out. You think we're going to hear the audience chant CM Punk? You did it to yourself, Tony. That is so predictable. And I think that right away, it kind of leads to the biggest issue. Tony doesn't understand the broader audience. Tony is a fascination, I'm going to call it an obsession, you can call it whatever you want, with that hardcore, indie-rific internet wrestling audience. And like I said, that's fine, man. If that's your thing, no big deal. But you're in the television business, which means you have to cater to a larger audience. And in order to cater to a larger audience, you have to understand that audience. By understand that audience, I mean, you have to be able to accurately, you're not always going to get it right. Nobody ever always gets it right. But within a reasonable percentage of the time, you're going to get it right. And you're going to be able to predict how the audience is going to react to any one thing. It's not brain surgery. It's just experience. Tony doesn't have that. Tony has no concept of that. And I'm picking on Tony because I'm assuming he doesn't listen to anybody around him, because I know some of the people around him, and none of the people that I know that are around Tony Khan would have signed off on this nonsense. This is horse shit. It is horse shit. You hurt your brand. You hurt the product. You hurt your relationship with your network. I'm assuming somebody over there is paying attention. Maybe not. Who cares? Who knows? I don't care. I got no game in the hunt or dog in the hunt. You've got to grow the audience, and you're not going to be able to do it when you don't anticipate or understand the psychology of your customer. And the psychology of your customer would, if you knew that, if you had any sense of it at all, you would have a little voice inside of that head of yours would have said, Tony, not a good idea, because if we do this, we know what the crowd's going to do. They're going to take over the show, and they're just going to start chanting CM Punk every time we see the Bucks. We saw it on Dynamite. It's not like I'm causing this. I'm pointing it out. We already saw it. You think we're not going to see it again or more of it? It's absolutely insane. Okay, so let's get to some questions because I am not on my game today. What do we got? Okay, Lucas Tucker, the only audience you're growing is a WWE audience. I guess so. That's probably just because people are, it's like a car wreck, right? Tuning into Dynamite is like watching a great car wreck. Not that car wrecks are great, but maybe like in a demolition derby, great. All right, here we go. We got Eric. How you been? I've been great, man. I'm dragging my ass. This is not going to be the best show that I've ever done, but I'm here. Dallas the Great, what did they hope to gain? That's a great question, Dallas. What, when Tony Khan woke up, one eye opens, the other eye opens, he reaches for a glass of water, takes that hit of water, and says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to show the footage backstage that proves that everything that CM Punk said was true. Why am I going to do that? Because I'm going to get a bump in the ratings. You got a 9% bump off an almost 2 or 3 year low. Absolutely ridiculous. All right. Got a couple questions here. Can't see the names. Mo Johangar. Sorry about that, Mo. It's really hard to read these questions on this phone, especially for me because I'm half blind. Let's see. I'm going to try it one more time. Okay. There we go. Mo, here we go. Karma is a biatch. All they could talk about WCW. TK brought all of this onto himself. Also, my opinion, his biggest accomplishment isn't even his own. Born to an extremely wealthy family. Well, it's no secret. Tony's father is a multi-billionaire, and because of that, Tony was able to get his inheritance early and go create a sandbox and play in it, which is nothing wrong with that, man. If I was the son of a billionaire, my dad said, here's a couple hundred million, go play in the sand, have some fun, I would do it too. The difference is I probably wouldn't have come out and started taking shots at Ted Turner and Eric Bischoff, all the mistakes WCW made. Certainly would not have taken shots at the incumbent at WWE, but I'm just standing on the sidelines because I'm too afraid to get in the ring with them. So I'll stand on the sidelines and talk like I'm a better product or I'm a better booker. Because let's face it, that's what Tony's game is, right? He wants to be perceived as on the same level as a Paul Heyman. I'm having a hard time even saying that. Let me try that one more time. Oh, got caught in my throat. Tony Khan wishes that he was perceived on the same level as a Paul Heyman or a Vince McMahon. Or hell, even an Eric Bischoff back in the 90s. That's okay too. Not a thing wrong with that. But work your way up, brother. Don't come out of the chute taking swings at guys that have been there and done it, especially now. And it's another thing, Will Ospreay, who wrote that for him? Will Ospreay, man, you've only been on the scene now for a couple weeks. So much anticipation. I, for one, think your work is freaking fantastic. I think you've got a great look. I mean, you really, really have. Yeah, you still have a bright future, despite that stupid nonsense that you said the other night. But I get it. I'm willing to forgive. Not that he would care, but I understand someone like Will Ospreay, who's new to the scene. He's a young man. He's lived in that indie world. The indie world isn't the same as the big time. And it's forgivable. Let's put it this way. I've done dumber shit than that. So, Will, just kind of get with it, man. Go out there and do your thing. Put on a hell of a show. Try to rise above the slop that you're having to play in, because that's what it is. It's slop. All right. Let's see. I got a couple more questions here. They're stacking up, but I want to make sure I get to everybody. Trigger Cheese. If Vince was still here, do you think he would have still went with Roman versus Rock for Mania this year, even though most fans wanted Cody? No, I think he would have gone with Cody. Once Vince makes up his mind, historically, once Vince made up his mind, I should say, past tense at this point, he usually would stick with it, despite what the audience would want. We all know that. All right, who do we got next? Joe Crona, the Joe Crona Show. Do you think 2 week small rating boost will really be worth it? No, it's not going to be worth it. Joe, that's my entire point here, and that's why I'm trying it's what I'm trying to get out, and I'm not doing a very good job articulating it today. But that's my entire point. That move set AEW back so far, primarily because I think a lot of people are embarrassed to be an AEW fan at this point. I mean, even Dave Meltzer, for God's sake, Dave Meltzer is kind of like the official surrogate of AEW. Even he is having a hard time justifying what went down. And when Dave Meltzer starts questioning things, for AEW at least, you know it's bad. Yikes. All right, what do we got here? We got a member, Eric Zeisberg, new member. Thank you, brother. And we got another one. Who do we have here? Joe Cooney. Love it. Appreciate it, brother. Glad you're here. Mo, again, karma's a bitch. All that good talk. Oh, we got that. All right. So that's my thing, man. I wish Tony Khan the best. I wish AEW the best. I can't even get upset anymore. I feel so bad for him. I can't even go on a rant. It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the wrestling business. I hope Tony Khan has a great relationship with Turner Broadcasting or Warner Brothers Discovery, whatever the hell they are now. I really hope he does. I hope AEW and Dynamite are able to stick around. I can't imagine a scenario where they have the type of relationship with the network that they're going to look at the kind of blowback that we've seen and go, eh, it's okay. We're still giving our 700,000 or 800,000 viewers. We don't care. It's also a reflection on them as well. All right, I'm going to have to hang it up, guys. I hate to cut you short like this, but this is way too hard to do on my iPhone. Unfortunately, my computer wouldn't connect here in Australia, but I'll make it up to you next week. I promise I will rant my ass off. Thanks, everybody.